consider what lies ahead for our new king and examine the evolving role of the royal family. The Today Debate is at 8 o'clock.
New drama on BBC Radio 4.
Would you have lived your life differently?
What?
If you'd known, as a young man, that you were going to live such an impossibly long time.
Alternative reality.
The world is about to go nuts.
You tell people you know their destiny, but you don't!
Imagine you could live for two lifetimes.
Ah, so you have it. The gift of long life.
1, 5, 7 years. On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Starts on Friday afternoon at 2:15.
Now on Radio 4, Angus Deaton stars in the next episode of Alone, the sitcom about the ups and downs of five middle-aged neighbours living in flats in a converted London house.
Alone by Murray Hunter. Episode 6, Domestic Blitz.
Knackered. Can't keep this up. 4 days a week, working.
I know what you mean. I only do 3 days and that's me done.
Is this your towel, by the way? It was on the bathroom floor.
Well, if it's not yours and there's just two of us here, then yes, it's probably my towel.
Just trying to keep on top of things.
How does Ellie put up with you?
Me? How do I put up with her, more like? Ellie's obsessively tidy. We hardly ever get time to just relax.
Time just to have sex, you mean?
Actually, I don't mean that. She's always a bit on edge about the state of the flat. Maybe it does affect the sex too, I don't know. Because I end up on edge too, trying to be tidy.
Now you know how I feel.
But you're never on edge trying to be tidy, and you know it.
Morris!
Hello, Will. Mitch, I need some help, guys. I'm expecting a delivery.
Congratulations and... There was me thinking it was just your beer belly.
Ooh, easy now, Will. And I'm wondering, I know it's a big ask, but would you be prepared to be my backup delivery person in case I'm out or don't hear the buzzer?
I'd be your own personal delivery depot, would I?
It won't be any hassle, I promise. I've ordered a crate of beer as it happens, so be careful if you would.
Careful? So you want the bottles not broken?
Ideally, yes, if you don't mind.
Well, I'll see what mood I'm in.
Do make a lovely coffee, Ellie.
We aim to please. So, how's work? Any prospects at the moment?
No, nothing. Not even a casting. I'm persona non grata for now.
If you need a loan or something.
Oh, God, don't offer. I might take you up on it. How about you? How's the love affair of the century?
Oh, it's okay, I suppose. It has its moments.
Are those good moments or bad moments?
Well, both, really. I like having him around, but then... He's a man. He's messy. And he has no idea about punctuality. A meeting time is just a rough guesstimate as far as he's concerned.
I've had worse, Ellie. Oh, hello. It's my agent. Better take this.
Good luck.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, yeah, how are you? No, it's Louisa.
Hello, can I come in?
Oh, Mitch. Wasn't expecting you for another 5 minutes or so.
Sorry, I am a bit early. Should I come back?
Oh, what the hay. Just come in. I haven't quite finished cleaning the lounge, that's all.
Actually, yes, about that. I just wanted to say that you really don't need to do all this cleaning on my account.
But it's not for you, it's for me.
Sure, of course, but you don't need to keep everything quite so clean.
Well, I do, though. Now that you're here regularly as a visitor, I need to keep the place clean all the time. It's just how I was brought up.
Well, I'm beyond being a visitor now, surely.
Well, yes and no. You are still a visitor technically. Whatever way you cut it, you don't live here, do you?
No.
And I'm not saying you should, or that that's a problem.
Understood.
I don't think we're at the stage of living together, so we don't even need to discuss that.
Just as well you didn't bring it up, then.
Scrub what I just said.
You see what I mean? You're even scrubbing your sentences. I just wonder if all this cleaning is making you too tired.
Is this about sex?
That's what Will said.
Oh, so you've told Will we're not having enough sex?
No, I was merely wondering if you might need some help.
Well, if you want to help, that'd be great.
No, not me. I mean... get someone in.
Oh, no. Oh, I'd never like the idea of a complete stranger going through my stuff, having a set of keys. No, that's not me at all.
What about Louisa, then?
What about her?
Well, she's out of work.
I couldn't ask her.
Well, she's not a stranger. She already has a set of keys. Why not?
It's insulting.
Why? You clean, I clean, Louisa cleans, Will... Okay, Will doesn't clean, but most folk do. Nothing wrong with it.
I suppose.
And then you might be less tired and have more energy.
For sex, you mean?
For everything which might include sex, but not necessarily.
Okay, okay. If you insist, on you go. Ask her.
Me?
Oh, it's your idea.
Well, it's your flat. I mean, you'd need to set out the rules and negotiate a deal. I can't do that for you.
I'm a useless negotiator.
Just be firm, stick to your guns.
I don't have any guns.
Well, get some guns and then stick to them.
Ellie, hi.
Hello, Louisa.
How can I help you?
Oh, it's just a silly thing, really. You'll probably say no. I'm not sure I should even ask, to be honest. It was actually Mitch's idea in the first place, and he said you wouldn't mind that you were in between jobs and it's something we all do. Well, Will doesn't, obviously, but most people do. And obviously, I'd be happy to pay the going rate or slightly above. And you're not a stranger, and you've already got keys, and I trust you. What do you think?
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Did I not mention cleaning?
Cleaning? You're asking me if I will do your cleaning?
No! I mean... Yes, but only a little bit of asking, not seriously. Just forget the whole thing. It was rude, and I apologise.
No, it's a good idea. I could use some dosh.
Oh, well, great.
How many hours do you need me for?
Well, I have no idea.
Say three? That's what my flat takes me, roughly. What's the rate?
It's in between 10 and 20, according to Google.
20 an hour sounds a bit much. That would be £60 in all.
15?
Ooh, but then 15 an hour doesn't sound enough.
How about a nice round 50?
That's just under 17 an hour.
Shall I round it up to 17?
Oh.
Or 18? That would be 54.
If we're at 54, I suppose we might as well round it up to...
60.
I was going to say 55, but I mean, 60 is easier, isn't it?
OK. 60 it is. I think we're back to where we started.
You're paying her how much?
60.
Wow.
I was lucky to get away with that. She's a good negotiator.
Hi, Morris.
Hi, Will. It's me, Morris.
I know.
Just to let you know that the delivery driver is two stops away now.
I know. I've received all your texts.
Right, it's just you didn't reply. Oh, hang on, there's an update.
Is he one stop away now, by any chance?
Yes, he is. How do you know?
Morris, go away.
How many updates have you had from him?
Every other stop. Dean is seven stops away. Now five stops, then three, two. Now what? What am I supposed to do with this information anyway?
It's very useful. You can gradually edge towards the door with every update.
So, what are we going to do, Mitch? We've got 3 hours to kill while Louise is doing her worst upstairs.
Oh, who can this be, I wonder?
Why do you have to do something? And the whole point was for you to relax.
I can't be bothered to relax.
Here we go.
You're popular today.
Not really. It's a message from Dean, who just delivered the package, to tell me that he has just delivered the package. Thank you, Dean. I know. You just handed it to me. And now I'm looking at the package on the table.
I know what we should do.
Do you?
Let's go wild swimming.
No, I don't think you do know what we should do.
People say it's very invigorating and energising.
Yes, do they mention the fact that it's cold at all?
Morris, hello.
Has it arrived?
Yes, it's arrived.
Why do they call it wild swimming anyway? It's just swimming, isn't it? Didn't we just go wild walking instead?
Followed by a wild coffee and pastry, by any chance?
Sounds good to me.
No, I've made up my mind. I'm going swimming, wild or otherwise. You can join me or not.
So, how was Dean? I've got to let them know. Was he courteous?
I don't know. He said, hello, there's your crate. Is that courteous? We didn't bond over it, but there were no fisticuffs, put it that way.
How many stars should I give him?
Who cares? Five stars. Give him a medal if you want.
Right, I'll check, but I don't think they give out medals.
Are we finished here?
Yeah, I'll collect it later. And don't drink any of it.
No, I won't drink it. See you later.
Okay, I'll come.
Great.
You're actually doing it?
Yes.
Something amusing you, Will.
Oh, I can still see you all those years ago, standing frozen in the shallows on Morecambe Beach for ages, unable to go in.
There was a jellyfish nearby, as you well know.
There was a scaredy cat, that's for sure.
Oh, hello, Mitch. Come in. Nice shower.
Yes, body temperature returning to near normal, thank you. How's the flat looking?
Yes, not bad. Louisa seemed to do a pretty good job, well, for a first time. A couple of small things, but overall.
And how are you feeling about your wild swim?
Oh, yes, great. Really energised. And you? Did you actually swim at all?
Yes, I was under for a bit.
Oh, well done. Must have missed that. I just saw you standing in the shallows up to your knees shivering. I thought maybe you'd seen another jellyfish.
I was preparing myself, that was all. Hadn't done much wild swimming.
It was more like wild paddling in your case.
Small steps, Ellie.
Yes, they were.
But now that I can feel things again, I do feel quite energised.
Is that just from the knees down, or...?
All over, thank you. How about you?
Very good. The flat is clean. I'm still buzzing from the swim, really.
Energised?
I certainly am.
How energised are you feeling exactly?
I thought you said this whole getting Louisa clean so I could relax wasn't just about sex.
To be fair, I said it was about everything possibly including sex, but not necessarily.
Okay, well, as it happens, I'm possibly energised in that direction. In fact, I think I'm ready right now.
Gosh, that's energised, all right. So, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Don't answer.
You two. Oh.
Hi, Louisa.
Oh, I think I left my phone here. Lucky I've got my spare keys.
Yes, very fortunate.
Was everything okay with my cleaning?
Yes, thank you. Fine, I'll transfer the money. There were a couple of...
Absolutely delighted, Ellie is. Thank you so much, Louisa. And there's your phone. See you soon.
A couple of what?
A couple of compliments that Ellie is keen to give you, but they can wait.
Didn't sound like Ellie was talking about compliments.
Oh, it was nothing. Just... small things.
So why are you even mentioning them?
What small things exactly?
You turned off the electrics in the kitchen.
Yes, I was using a damp cloth.
Just that it resets the coffee machine, which can be a bit of a pain, and the microwave clock goes back to zero.
So you'd rather I electrocuted myself?
Oh, obviously not, no.
So that's no problem.
Plus, you didn't mop the kitchen floor.
I didn't think it needed it.
It always needs it.
Whether it needs it or not.
Exactly. Mm. Nor did you clean the shower plug hole properly, put bleach in the toilet bowl, or vacuum under the furniture in the lounge.
All right. I bet you don't even speak to your school children this way.
No, I don't, but I don't pay them £20 an hour either. Maybe we should reconvene.
I'm not reconvening or returning. And here are your keys.
Anyway. Where were we?
Well, Mitch, you know very well where we were.
Okay, I do know, yes. And are we still there?
Oddly enough, I'm not there anymore, no.
Right. Okay. Me neither now, I think about it.
I think I'll finish Louisa's cleaning.
In that case, I might have another shower. A cold one.
Oh, you're here, Mitch. On a Sunday.
I live here.
Not so much at weekends, though. I'm honoured.
Still some cleaning happening upstairs. Thought I'd make myself scarce.
And how was the wild swimming?
Ellie loved it. She found it invigorating and energising.
Sounds good.
Well, it was almost very good, if you catch my drift. Had it not been for Louisa.
So the swimming works as a sort of aphrodisiac?
For Ellie, yeah. For me, not so much. But, you know, needs must and all that.
So she's converted. Gone over to the wet side she has.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Whatever you're talking about. By the way, when's Morris going to pick this damn beer crate up?
He has.
So what's this on the table, then?
That's another damn beer crate. They delivered two.
Was this Dean again?
Someone else. 24 hours later. I didn't get any messages from Morris. I'm pretty sure he only ordered one. Anyway, I'll let Morris know and he can see what he wants to do.
He'll just return it or ask them about it, which will mean that it ends up being returned.
You reckon?
Well, he is a bit stupid when it comes to everything.
Whereas you would...
do nothing? See what happens, and if nothing happens...
that would mean...
we get a free crate of beer.
Illegally, though.
But if anyone wanted to ask about it, they'd contact Morris.
And he'd say...
he'd say he didn't get a second crate, quite rightly, because he didn't. And he won't.
Interesting. You have a devious side, Mitch.
I like a free beer or six, like the next man.
Morris. Hi. Mitch, it's Morris.
OK.
Maybe you could pop the shopping in the kitchen.
Yes, will do.
Just to say, thanks for taking delivery of the beer for me.
It's no problem. Are you all right?
Yeah, just been for a run.
Good for you. And how's the beer? Is it OK?
Well, I haven't opened it yet, but when I do, I'll invite you to join me by way of a thank you.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
No, I insist. I owe you, Will.
No, you don't. Trust me.
No, you put yourself out for me and I want to return the favour. Oh, hello, Mitch.
Hi, Morris.
By the way, how many of those beer crates did you order, Morris?
Just the one. Why?
No, that's good. That's what I thought. I'm just checking.
Actually, can I get a drink of water? I'm a bit parched after my run.
I'll get it for you.
No need. I know where the kitchen is.
You stay where you are, Morris. You're parched. Best not to move when you're thirsty. You know what they say?
No.
Don't move when you're thirsty.
I never heard that one.
Something like that, anyway.
There you go, Morris.
Oh, thank you. You're so good to me, honestly.
Don't mention it. Thank you, Mitch.
What for?
The massive guilt trip.
Mitch.
Hello, Louisa. How are you? Lovely day, isn't it?
It's raining.
But in a lovely way.
Get to the point.
So, this cleaning misunderstanding...
there was no misunderstanding. Ellie thought I did a crap job.
She was on edge.
Because I'd done a crap job.
Well, she wants you to try again.
Is that why you're here asking?
Well, I want you to try again too. So what about it?
I don't know. She's a bit bossy for my liking. She reminds me of an overbearing director.
Well, there you go, you see. Why don't you treat it as you would an acting job and treat Ellie as you would an overbearing director?
I'm not going to analyse everything, toss ideas around and workshop stuff.
Why not? I mean, bring those rehearsal room skills to the cleaning table.
Demean my craft for Ellie's flat.
Give it a shot. We don't expect too much. I mean, Ellie has very high standards, but you just do the best you can.
Are you saying I can't clean as well as Ellie? Bloody cheek. I'll show you what I can do. You can tell Dame Ellie I'm hired again.
I'll be sure to pass on the good news.
Coming. Oh, Morris.
Something weird is going on, Will.
What exactly? Because everything feels fine to me.
Are you all right?
Absolutely fine.
Are you having a drink? A Saturday afternoon session, is it?
Nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, of course not.
What's the weird thing?
Ah, yes. Now, Will, I don't know if you remember that beer crate you very kindly took delivery of for me.
Let me see. I think I do remember it, yes.
The delivery folk are asking me if they delivered two crates by mistake.
Are they?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get two crates.
No, you didn't.
Exactly. So what are they on about?
They've got a nerve that that lot.
Unless, of course, it came here.
Unless it did, yes.
But you'd have said if it came here, wouldn't you?
Straight away. Probably.
Right, so they've asked me to return the second crate if it arrives.
Well, if it does, then I suggest that you do.
OK, will do. So, are you coming out for a drink tonight?
I don't know. When is tonight?
Later on.
Maybe. Depends how later on is.
Mitch, are you all right?
A bit for another wild swim.
Jeez, you look terrible.
So do you, to be fair.
Maybe you should have a cup of tea, Mitch.
In a bit. Right now, I need a drink. Any beer left in that crate, Will?
What crate is that, Mitch?
That you got, you know, that... Ooh, never mind. Excuse me, I'm off for a hot shower.
You got a beer crate as well, Will?
Yes, didn't I say?
No, no, you didn't.
It was on a whim. I like the look of your crate, so I ordered one for me.
Well, you got it very quickly. Mine took 2 weeks to get here.
Just got lucky, I suppose.
Wait a minute. Maybe they think my second crate is your first crate. They might have got them confused.
No, definitely not.
No, I could ask them at least, because it came to the same house after all.
It would only complicate things, Morrish. Trust me.
Well, OK, if you say so.
Just tell the truth. Tell them you didn't receive the second crate.
All right, then. Maybe see you later on.
Yeah, later on. Mitch, you idiot! You mentioned the crate!
Sorry, I can't hear you. I'm too cold.
Hello, Mitch. How was your shower?
Yes, not bad. I feel sort of restored. How was Louisa's cleaning this week?
Absolutely perfect. What a transformation.
Excellent news.
So, are you feeling energised now?
Yes, I am, I suppose.
I certainly am.
Oh. You mean...
Yes, I mean I've got energy for all sorts, including that.
This wild swimming lark is quite something.
It certainly is. So, shall we?
We shall.
Hello. Oh, sorry, door was open. Is this a bad time?
We're quite busy, actually.
Maybe later.
I just want to know if the cleaning was up to standard this week, that's all.
It was perfect, thank you, Louisa.
Oh, I am pleased.
So are we. Bye, then.
And... Sorry about last week.
Don't give it a second thought. You had every right to get angry.
No, I was out of order.
Nonsense, it was me.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Please, please, please. If the big rapprochement is over, can we agree to see you next week, Louisa?
Actually, I think there are a few areas where I could still improve.
I'd leave it there. Ellie was really happy with this week's clean.
I know, but I'm sure I can do better. And I do like to analyse my performance and workshop ideas, Mitch, as you know.
Do you?
Yes, I was a bit... hasty last time, and I know Ellie has such high standards.
Well, okay, if you really want to.
So let's talk it all through and make sure we're both happy with everything. Now, the vacuuming in the lounge. I tend to start from the door and work from left to right. Plus, I move the furniture one piece at a time. But maybe you'd like me to clear the room first.
Well, I do tend to take the big stuff out first, yes. And left to right is fine for me. I'm usually a right to lefter, but honestly, I think left to right could work.
No, the bathroom is a different matter altogether.
Shall we go through?
Oh, yes.
Mitch, you coming?
No, this is way above my pay grade. So near and yet so far.
Mitch, wake up.
Oh, sorry, what happened? Oh, is she gone?
Finally, no thanks to you.
What did I do?
You told Louisa to treat this like she would an acting job. Well, she's obsessed now. It's like she's hoping for a nomination. Best female cleaner. I can't take this every week. She's got to go.
Why are you looking at me?
I hired her. You can fire her.
No, you hired her. You can fire her.
I can't face it. What about an email? A letter? A phone call, even?
We could always hire a hitman.
OK, I've got it. Let's compromise.
Keep her on and hope for the best?
We'll both fire her.
Hang on. Oh, Will, come in.
One crate of beer for you.
Oh, so they did send a second crate?
Yes, but not this one. I bought this one for you.
Oh, see, I said you're a good neighbour.
I'm not a good neighbour. That's why I bought you this crate.
Can I just say I'm a bit confused?
They sent a second crate by mistake and I kept it and drank it without telling you.
So you kept the crate and let me tell them the second crate never arrived?
Which made me feel bad.
Why? That's brilliant.
Is it?
You were right. I would never have had the nerve to lie to them. This way it worked out perfectly.
Except I didn't enjoy the beer.
Oh, I think you did.
OK, I did, but not the aftertaste. So here you go.
Right. Oh, thank you. I'll just pop it over there with the other two.
Two?
Oh, they hassled me about the second crate and I swore blind it hadn't arrived. I got really angry with them. so they sent me a second crate by way of an apology.
So you got three crates for the price of one?
Oh, yes.
And you're not bothered about what I did?
Well, I'm a mixture of disappointed...
Sure.
..and delighted. Mainly delighted.
So what now?
Should we go to the pub?
Pub? You've got three crates of beer sitting there.
I know, but right now, I fancy a pint. Strange, isn't it?
Hello, Louisa.
What's this? A deputation?
Not at all.
You look a bit on edge.
No, everything's just fine.
I need to speak to you.
And we need to speak to you too. Mitch?
Yes, we do. Ellie?
We love what you've been doing with the cleaning.
So what's the problem?
Well, we're worried you might be a bit too involved.
Maybe we should have a break.
For how long?
Quite long.
How long is quite long?
It's really pretty long and then some.
You're firing me?
No, we're just suggesting that you take a very long break.
And don't come back.
That's firing in my book.
So what did you want to say to us?
Oh, that, yeah. I'm not going to do any more cleaning for you. I've got a theatre job starting Monday and I won't have time, so I'm no longer available.
But why did you make us sack you then?
It was fun.
For you, maybe.
I find that's the best kind.
Ah, Mitch, you're here.
Thought I'd be around to welcome back the all-conquering wild swimmer. How was it today?
Absolutely smashed it. You should have come. It was a lovely day for a swim.
And it was a lovely day for not swimming, to be fair. A lovely day not to have my giblets frozen to the core.
You missed out. I feel so alive, fresh, tingling.
And energised, perhaps?
Oh, there we go. Now I see why you're here to welcome me back.
OK, I admit an ulterior motive. It's just the last couple of times you've come back from wild swimming, you did seem to be quite open to the idea of some, you know, out-of-hours...
Oh, spit it out, Mitch.
..sexual activity.
You smooth talker, you.
And so are you?
Well, as it happens.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not.
No?
No, I'm not feeling it this time. It's weird.
Is it something I did?
No, just not in the mood. Oh, I know what it is.
Do share?
There are no shiny surfaces. There's no scent of air freshener, no fresh linen on the bed.
Not with you.
It wasn't just the wild swimming that did it. It was the clean flat when I came home as well.
Well, the flat being cleaned is an aphrodisiac.
I think it must be, yes.
Sounding a bit kinky, although not necessarily in a good way.
The cleaning allied with the wild swimming, obviously.
Well, that's flattering, and my part in all this is...
Oh, important too, to an extent, and could be more so.
How's that?
How about when I go wild swimming, you clean the flat?
Don't think that's going to work, Ellie.
Be the perfect romantic setup for me.
Well, oddly enough, I prefer a nice meal or a couple of glasses of Shiraz to getting the marigolds and the vacuum out.
Oh, even talking about it's beginning to work. Say marigolds again.
Marigolds. That help?
Oh, yes. I love it. Now, just pop them on and wipe a few surfaces. Please.
Okay. Could you lock the door?
Good point. We don't want Louisa interrupting.
I don't want her to see me wearing the marigolds.
Oh, you said it again.
Alone is written by Murray Hunter and directed by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy. It stars